Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, all of us are familiar with this famous passage of scripture. We probably quoted it many times, and typically it relates to reproduction. If a husband and wife are thinking of having children, then the term be fruitful and multiply will be heavy on their minds. My friends, I challenge you that this principle not only applies to babies, but it also applies to business. Because to be fruitful means be productive, and multiply I translate to duplicate. And those who are highly productive and can duplicate their efforts are only the ones that are going to excel and advance in business. I say, my friends and neighbors, that if we really focus in on the art of being fruitful and then the art of multiplication, we're going to win more often than not. Let's outline this in our FRUIT acronym. The 5 key elements for increasing productivity in business. My friends, it doesn't matter what type of business you run or what you do. If you institute these 5 key components, you're going to win each time. That F in our FRUIT acronym reminds us to make new friends. Yes, my friends and neighbors, make new friends. And Facebook does not count. I don't mean friend requests. I mean friends you can talk to, friends you can eat lunch with, friends you can take places, friends you can do things with. Remember elementary school? We made new friends every day. And you see it in your own children. You pick them up from school and you ask them, how many friends did you make today? I made 5 friends today. Well, who's your best friend? I've got 7 best friends because they're making friends constantly. That's a lost art in business. I say to you, my friends, do more things to be friendly and then make more friends. How many friends have you made this week? How many new friends have you made this month? I mean, friends that you follow up with, friends that you don't just get their card, they get your card, but you actually follow up with those individuals and schedule time to meet them and show genuine interest in what they do while expressing the things you do. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if you committed to making 5 new friends a week, just like we did in elementary school, everything would grow and advance. That R in our FRUIT acronym reminds us that we should secure new referrals. Yes, my friends, every day there should be someone new in our sales pipeline that are bona fide, warm leads. These come from your circle of existing friends and family. When was the last time you called your family members, you called your friends, you let them know what you did, and you asked a simple question, do you know anyone that would be interested in what I do? Because if you do, kindly give my number to them and vice versa so that I could reach out and talk to them. Do you know anyone that needs these types of services? Do you know anybody that's looking? And many times that somebody just might be them. But if you ask for the referral first, my friends and neighbors, I just like making new friends, they go hand in hand. If you're making new friends, and the second step is to secure new referrals, that every single day there should be more warm leads in your pipeline than there were the day before. And those warm leads should come from your circle of friends and family, not just cold calling. That's not a lead. That's a different level of prospecting. I'm speaking of referrals where someone you know understands what you do and then tells somebody else that they know about what you do and makes the connection. That is a bona fide warm lead. My friends, the more of those we have, the more fruitful we become. That U in our FRUIT acronym reminds us of the importance of eliminating unbelief. My friends, I'm going to tell you, it's impossible to be successful with doubt in your mind. Remember how talented, how adventurous, and how confident competent you are. If you've forgotten, all I want you to do is think back to your childhood. When we were children, we colored whether or not we stayed in the lines. We ran whether or not we had the speed or the form. We sang even if we were off key. We didn't even know what notes were, but we did it all. Why? Because we believed in ourselves. We felt as if we could do anything, and we did. And most of us made the best grades of our life in elementary school. First, second grade, kindergarten. Why? Because we didn't understand the meaning of the word hard. We didn't know the phrase, the teacher doesn't like me. We didn't even know the meaning of the word excuse, and we didn't make any. We believed we were smart enough, and we acted on that belief. So how do we eliminate unbelief again in our adult phases of life? Very simple for my note takers. Remember this. Start where you are. Begin today by doing something that needs to be done. Don't wait on anybody else. Just do it. Next, ask questions. If you don't understand, ask. If you need directions, ask. If you need instructions, ask. Just like we did when we were kids. Remember, my old mentee always used to say to me that answers are the slaves to questions. If you need help, simply ask. Then also find a way. Never make excuses, because there's always a way to get the job done. For my note takers, remember, there's always a way. Many of you may remember that popular TV show that came out in the 1980s called MacGyver. MacGyver was this adventurous guy who always seemed to get into trouble, but he could get himself out of any jam because he knew how to create things, how to take a paper clip and make a bomb out of it, for example. I mean, all kinds of things. And if you're too young to remember MacGyver, then you certainly remember Batman. Batman's not a superhero, contrary to popular belief, but you couldn't tell him that. He has no powers. He can't fly, doesn't have special healing powers, none of that. He only simply finds a way. He's got more gadgets than you can imagine. He lives in a bat cave, but he's a normal guy. He's just a guy who finds a way. So if we eliminate unbelief, then we always find a way. That I in our FRUIT acronym reminds us to make a lasting impression. How memorable are you to the people in your circle? See, becoming memorable is the key to attraction. Those who make a lasting impression on others are more likely to close deals. They're more likely to make friends. They're more likely to build relationships. This is simply the art of becoming unforgettable. Let me give you just a few key ways you can do that. For my note takers, generosity is a way you can become unforgettable, make a lasting impression. Kindness, gratitude is another way. You remember when people are proposing to their significant others or asking for their hands in marriage, it's customary for the guy to drop down on one knee. That's a memorable event in a woman's life. She'll never forget the time that she was presented with a valuable gift and her significant other, guy that she loved, dropped down on one knee. Humor is one. Wisdom and intellect is another. Sincerity, joy, enthusiasm. These are all ways to leave a lasting impression. When I meet new people for the first time and they ask me how I'm doing, my response is always an emphatic, enthusiastic dynamite. Every time somebody says, how are you? I say dynamite. Most people only hear the words fine, good, okay, even amazing. But dynamite is a new one on them. It makes me memorable. It leaves an impression. Think of ways you can make your email stand out. This includes formatting and positioning the words on the screen to make them look a little different, including links to videos and photos that they won't forget. Memes are popular because they leave a lasting impression. Finally, my friends and neighbors, the T in our FRUIT acronym is I must master tasks and time. Time doesn't control you. You control time. And tasks are all we have time for is the ability to complete tasks that line up with our purpose. Things that must be done are going to determine how productive I am. A few tips. Seize opportunities. When there's a deal on the table, don't hesitate to close the deal. Look for opportunities in every direction. Expand your market and take advantage of all opportunities. Next, be repetitive. Do the same good things every day. We look like our habits and our repetitions. Then delegate. The more people that can help you, you can get them. The more work you'll get done that way. Then start early. If you want to master your tasks, start early. The earlier your day begins, the more you will accomplish. Last but not least, my friends, train. If you want to master tasks, become teachable and teach others. Establish an environment of learning and professional development. My friends, we have to be fruitful and multiply. If you enjoyed this training segment, I can make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.